The pat answer is that we don't invest enough in our children here in the United States. And one of the things we found in the report is you also see a big disparity for rural children in the United States. So the biggest impacts on these enders is actually looking at kids living in rural poverty in the U.S.
Connecticut improved its ranking. It now ranks number 5 out of all 50 states. So what's improved here?
Well, actually, in the case of Connecticut, everything improved a little bit. So we looked at infant mortality rates, and that rate improved. 174 babies in 2016 died before their first birthday, but that actually got better. Connecticut made slight improvements on food insecurity, so hunger, number of kids that were living in hunger in Connecticut. Small progress on high school graduation rates, that was the third thing. And the lowest measured rate of child homicides in the United States. And then finally, teen pregnancy rates actually got better, a little bit better as well. So on all of the 5 measures, we got a little bit better in Connecticut.
Was this improvement the result of any new policies that were put in place in this past year?
I think there has been investments in things like teen pregnancy and then in terms of healthcare. And there has definitely been an increased focus on high school graduation rates here in Connecticut. And I think those things have helped, particularly in places like Bridgeport.
New York held steady. It ranks 11 again this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the difference in terms of both New York and Connecticut as well versus some of those other states that you see in the ranking is, again, the measurements are so much worse for rural children. And if you look at certainly Connecticut, we don't have a huge rural population. New York has a little bit bigger rural population. But if you look at the bottom of the index, you look at places like Louisiana, Mississippi, Arizona, very large rural areas, and that's where kids are most missing out on a childhood.
And among the states, I understand New Jersey ranked number 1. Why is that?
New Jersey did rank number 1, and I think if you look at New Jersey, again, the investments that they've made in things like health care for adolescents, in high school graduation rates, it's a big push in New Jersey. And again, very few rural areas in New Jersey, so it is mostly suburban and urban areas in New Jersey, and we know that those kids have more services and more capabilities to get the education and health care that they need.
Did you apply the index to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands?
We didn't apply the index, as far as I know, in those two places, but we're actually working in Puerto Rico following the hurricane last year. And I can tell you the issues for children there are quite severe, particularly on things like education and on healthcare. The ability to build that infrastructure back has been very, very slow, as people know. And it was the statistics there in Puerto Rico were very difficult for kids to start with. So I think that Puerto Rico is definitely a place where Save the Children is going to continue to work and focus.
Carolyn Miles is the president and CEO of Save the Children, and we say thank you for joining us.
Thank you.